this is Stabby from A Bunch of Jerks, and you're listening to Strike the Box on 91.5 WMFO.
Medford!
We just finished up with the fantastic Fellinis with their song Ring-a-Line, or Ring-a-Lind, which you can get off the brand new LP, Introducing the Fantastic Fellinis. They're from Hollywood, California, and that's off the Sound Flat Records label, so please make sure you check that out. Started things off with some Chiles Perry Richardson Jr., also known as J.P. Richardson, also known as The Big Bopper, with Chantilly Lace, single he released back in 1958. It made it to the number 6 position on the charts back then. Some Lena Lovitch with Home, that was released back in 1978 on her album Stateless. That's off the Stiff label. Some Willie Nile, who, now Willie's been around for a while because he's in his 70s, and I heard his song The Day the Earth Stood Still recently, which is off of his LP called The Day the Earth Stood Still. It's a Riverhouse Records release just back last month. And I enjoyed it, so please make sure you can find it on Bandcamp. Again, it's Willie Nile from New York, New York. Name of the LP is The Day the Earth Stood Still, and the name of the song we played is The Day the Earth Stood Still. And that was a scary movie for me, the original one from the 50s. That was scary. I wasn't a big fan of the Keanu Reeves version from 2008, but the one from the 50s scared me. Some Elvis Costello, since we were on the end of the world here. We played Waiting for the End of the World. That's off of his album My Aim is True, released from Stiff, and I think in the U.S. it was on Columbia Records back in 1977. That album produced by Nick Lowe. So we're through the halfway point here, and it is a 2-hour show today, so I know you're happy about that. Make sure you check out the Strike the Box Radio Show group on Facebook. Just type in Strike the Box WMFO and you should be able to find it that way. You know, join, leave me a message, let me know what you think of the show. All right, enough of me rambling. Let's get back to the show.
Sometimes I'm not. So let's take a listen at me with your best shot.
I don't exercise and I don't read books, so if you want to criticize me, go ahead and take a look. Hey, I'm not being bossy, I'm just saying how I feel it. I'm not a bitch for stating what is real.
Sometimes I'm girly and sometimes I'm not. So let's take a listen at me with your best shot. I can dress how I want, not looking for a show. And sometimes I'm moody
would be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl. You see, man made the cars to take us over the road. Man made the train to carry the heavy load. Man made the electrolyte to take us out of the dark. Man made the boat for the water, like Noah made the ark. This is a man's, man's, man's world.
But it wouldn't be nothing, nothing,
without a woman or a girl. Man thinks about a little bit of baby girl and a baby boys. Man make them happy, 'cause man make them toys. And after man make everything, everything he can, you know that man makes money to buy from other men. Without a woman or a girl. He's lost in the wilderness. He's lost in bitterness.
You're tearing me apart! You say one thing, he says another, and everybody changes back again!
My heart is breaking like I'm gonna jump in a crate.
See you later.
About on end up on the blue. Woo! I never said
Jim Bassnight and the Rockinghams with Python Boogaloo that you can get off of their Makin' Bacon LP, I think out of Power Popaholic Productions. Jim's got a ton of music out there, and he's remixing some of his stuff that he had with the Rockinghams, so you can find that on Bandcamp, so please do. We had the Regrets with A Living Human Girl that you can get off of their Feel Your Feelings Fool LP, released back in 2017 off of Warner Brothers, the follow-up album that they've released in 2019, I think called Attention Seeker, or maybe 2018. Some James Brown with It's a Man's, Man's, Man's World off the King label, April of 1966, was also released on a compilation called It's a Man's, Man's, Man's World. Reached number 8 on the Billboard charts back then, at least the single did off of the King label. B-52s with Lava off their self-titled The B-52s album off of Warner Brothers 1979. The recent problems in the Canary Islands sort of triggered that song. Emile and the Sniffers with their brand new song Hurts off of their brand new album Comfort to Me. You can get that on Spotify and Apple Music. Please make sure you check it out. They are from Melbourne, Australia. Check out the video of that too, called Hurts. It's pretty powerful. As I said, we finished up with some Jim Bassnight. Hopefully we're doing well this week, and we'll just continue with some music. More new music coming up in the next couple of sets. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box.
What are all the things you witness online in a day? Cats playing piano, selfies on your feed, your friend's picture being turned into a nasty meme that's been shared 50 times, 51, 52. When someone's being bullied online, it's hard to know what to do. Now you can speak up with the witness emoji. It looks like an eye in a speech bubble, and it's in the symbol section near the clocks in your phone. You'll let the world know it isn't cool, and you'll let your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
We're through being cool. We're through being cool. Eliminate the ninnies and the twits. Going to bang some heads. Going to beat some butts. Time to show those evils what's what. If you live in a small town, you might be a dozen or two young men.
no point in trying to hide behind that face. I know fear when I see it. Seen it a lot.
is driving David's Ford.
Drive My Car, which, if you were in London, you got it off the Rubber Soul LP back in 1965, or if you were in the United States, you got it off the Yesterday and Today LP back in June of 1966, and if you were lucky enough to get the Butcher Boy version, you got yourselves a hot little item there. Anyways, we started things out in that set with some Mark Platt with I Can't Hide off of his This Time It's Poisono LP that you can get off of Rumbar Records. Please check that out. And you know, big thanks to Mark Platt for letting me be part of the Indie Radio Alliance, where I post my top 10 songs of the week. Please check that out. Some Through Being Cool by Devo off of their new Transitionalist LP off of Warner Brothers back in 1981. Very interesting about that song. You'll have to do some reading on it, so that's your homework for this week. Cream with I'm So Glad. That comes off of their Fresh Cream LP, their debut record, released back in 1966. Jack Bruce being the vocals on that one. And some Dean Landau with David's Ford that you can get off of his Bandcamp site, Dean Landau. So please make sure you find that. That is DRL Records, and it's making its way up the charts. It's on a lot of playlists that you can find on the Radio Indie Alliance page. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box. Enough of me rambling. We should get back to some music because the time is tight.
Mm-hmm.
The chips are down, and you spin that wheel. Click, 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 ain't what you need. Just give a little ring, I guarantee.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Me.
fast.
We just finished up there with some Little Roger with Chew Toy, She Keeps Coming Around, that you can get on Big Stir Records. It's their Big Stir single number 109. But again, it's Little Roger and Chew Toy, She Keeps Coming Around. Please check out Big Stir Records on Bandcamp. They are a big supporter of Strike the Box. We started the set out, though, with some Kid Gulliver with I Started a Joke, a Bee Gees cover. And Kid Gulliver is extremely busy these days. They have a big record release party coming up on October 1st with a video premiere of their new song, Stupid Little Girl. And as I said, they're doing a bunch of stuff. Please check out Kid Gulliver's Facebook page for more information. The Supremes with Baby Love, released on the Motown label back in 1964, before that went to Diana Ross and the Supremes. But I just felt like hearing some Supreme songs. Today or yesterday or whenever I played this did this Guadalcanal Diaries with their song Country Club Gun, released back in 1986 on their Jamboree LP. You can get that on Elektra. They've been around. I don't know if they're still a band or not, but back and forth. I heard this on either Bill Kelly show or Drew Carey show on the Underground Garage. I can't remember because my mind is just sort of gone away. What can I tell you? Little Phil and the Night Shadows with So Much. They from Georgia. Also, the Guadalcanal Diaries, I think, are from Georgia. But we heard So Much by Little Phil and the Night Shadows. They went by a couple names during the years. I think they started out as the Cavaliers. They were the Barons, as well as Little Phil and the Night Shadows. That was on the Dot label back in 1966. As I said, we finished up with some Little Roger. Hopefully you've enjoyed this week's show. We're going to end it with some high ends from Rumbaugh Records. I can't tell you the song because the FCC doesn't like you to do that because you might hit a chord on the tape recorder. Anyways, everybody, I'm running out of time here. Stay safe out there. We will have a show next week pre-recorded. It'll be a quickie. It'll be 1 hour. And as I said, back in the studio in October. I can't wait to make mistakes that I can't fix like I do here when I just delete the track and start again, like take 15. All right, everybody, take care. Be safe out there. This is Chris, Strike the Box, WMFO in Memphis, 91.5 FM. With
son of a gun, our show is over, but we have had fun. Mad Daddy here saying thanks to you all. It's been a fun hour. I've had a ball. We'll return next week, and the way I figure, this crazy wavy show's gonna be better and bigger. You can help me, frantic friend, to achieve that worthy end by whipping out a pencil or a ballpoint pen and writing to remind the management again that you dig this groove. You'd like to hear more. So show your spirit and esprit de corps. Scribble fast, scribble soon. Make a dedication, I will play your tune. Whatever you do, write to me. Mad Daddy wins. New York 23.
The Mad Daddy Show is an Alfred E. Newman production.
Once upon a time there was an engineer.
Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear.
He had an engine and he sure had fun. He used good and plenty candy to make his train run.
Charlie says,